Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Braun has unveiled a plan that makes major changes to the state's property tax system. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Braun says nothing is more important than controlling costs so that homeowners can stay in their homes.
Braun's plan makes significant changes to the homestead deduction, and the bottom line is, for a $200,000 home at a 2% property tax rate, you'd save $224 this year under his proposal. Going forward, the plan would also cap property tax bill increases at 2% for older homeowners, low-income Hoosiers, and families with children under age 18, and at 3% for everyone else. Property taxes fund local governments and schools, not the state, and the Braun campaign won't say how those lost dollars would be replaced. It says it hopes his plan starts a conversation around delivering effective government services without allowing budget creep and overburdening homeowners. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jennifer McCormick says Braun voted to increase property tax bills in the past and accuses him of saying anything to get elected. Libertarian Donald Rainwater says Braun's plan only reduces increasing tax bills and doesn't stop the increases entirely.